This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's the human praying mantis, Celine Dion, talking about how she enjoys touching thumbs with people after she performs.
We never know. Nobody knows what our future is holding for us. And so many crazy things are happening out there. But you have to live today fully like it's your last day. You know, you have to live for today. So, but I am superstitious. I knock on wood. I love to share energies with my musicians. I love to touch their thumbs because I'm not performing alone. I don't do my life by myself, and I do not do my career by myself. So all those people that bring the best out of me, we need each other, so I touch their thumbs. Like, you give me your energy, and I give you mine, and I have a lot of energy, so...
The Don and Mike Show.
Get a lot of energy from touching thumbs.
We've never touched thumbs on this show.
Off the camp. Hey, Regis, where do you touch your thumb?
I guess the word is anal.
No, that's just...
So you hung over or anything?
That's grocery.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I know the quality on that Celine Dion tape was not the greatest.
I thought it was terrible.
It was,
honestly.
Simon.
Honestly, well, what are you going to do? It's what we got. Hey, where's the guy?
They are lousy with VD.
Thank you.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There you guy. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is Dave from Spokane. How are you?
Hi. What's happening, Dave?
Great. I love that stint, but I think we've got it backwards. I think that the men should go to camp. The women should stay home.
Well, how are they going to learn? How are they going to learn how to take care of us?
Because we go to camp, play golf, gamble, smoke, drink, and learn how to physically and mentally submit them into submission and proper...
No, you see, guys. That's
why are they going away?
Well, wait a minute. Now, you're screwing up with guys' stuff.
They're going away to learn how to treat us right.
Yes, what guys do, it's called a road trip, and every guy should take one occasionally.
And furthermore, haven't you applied yourself to making your home the way you want it to be?
We should learn how to beat them properly.
Oh, I can tell you all about that.
Bye.
Good luck.
But listen, this is not about physical violence.
Well, why does everybody have to screw with my wonderful idea of spouse camp? It does not. Men stay home and have the run of the house while the wives are at spouse camp.
Enjoy your environment, because the only thing you do is you set up your environment the way you want it to be.
Right.
And then your opponent, I mean your spouse, works at it to get you out of there. She wants to do things. Oh, Robert's falling.
And somebody's very excited about spouse camp.
A picture of Robert the mailman's falling down. And we've had... some women called during the break. Yeah. Joe said, you know, with the standard, well, how come those guys don't talk about husband camp?
Right.
You know what husband camp is? Right. It's called Every Day of Our Freaking Lives.
Amen. Amen. What is it, really? All right, let's compare it to a prison camp, right? Let's compare it. Seriously, what do? You sleep, you eat, and then you go out to the salt mines. You go out, you earn that living. You go to the rock pile each and every day. That's the same thing that happens in a gulag.
You go to
the
yard.
Same damn thing.
You go to the yard. You get to spend some time in the yard. Right. You come back inside. They tell you when to shower. They tell you when to eat. They tell you where to go. They tell you what to do.
And who is she? She's the equivalent of a guard.
That's right. And if you're lucky,
she's one of the guards.
If you're lucky, you do some tunneling.
Right. You try to tunnel out.
And once you've been married for a long time, she somehow becomes the warden.
Yeah, she runs the whole place.
She's not just one of the guys, one of those. What's the slang that they got?
The screws?
One of the
screws.
Thank you, and that's a funny word because that's something that she doesn't do anymore.
Right.
You screw you.
Totally inappropriate.
I mean, she screws you, but she doesn't screw you.
A hack.
At spouse camp for Valentine's Day.
Spouse camp.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah. Would Holly Morris be the drill sergeant?
No.
Holly Morris would be a prime example, though, of a woman who we would like to take as maybe our guinea pig for spouse camp.
Yeah, and Holly Morris would come back from spouse camp being, well, above all things, quieter.
Either that or crazy camp.
Yeah, it would be crazy camp, and crazy camp is...
I think we could beat her, Buzz. I mean, I think we could beat her down.
Oh, I don't know. Yep. It's a big one.
And again, not physically. I'm talking about...
I know.
In our waterboarding park.
Yeah.
You know, in our electronic thrill ride park.
Break her spirit.
And crazy camp really is not a camp. It's the name of it. But crazy camp would be where the women that do not succeed in being broken at spouse camp, they live like up in the mountains, like with lean-tos, and they eat raw fish.
I see Holly at camp on a platform with chains like King Kong.
I got it. Hold on. The ladies that don't make it, that go to crazy camp.
Right.
we use them simply to reproduce.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you mean like for the spouses that are incapable of making babies?
Like
that...
let's say Buzz and Marsha. Mm-hmm. Okay, Buzz and Marsha. Well, because right. you don't have
right.
kids,
right?
Buzz sends Marsha down to a spouse camp, uh-huh. and then they come back, and things are so good that Buzz says, you know, Marsha, you've learned so much in spouse camp mm-hmm. that now I feel we should make the commitment, and
right.
we should move from cats to children.
And she says, yeah, well, I think that's a good idea, but I really don't want to have children myself. I just uh-huh. don't want to go through that. So Buzz says, okay, I'll take a weekend trip up to Crazy Camp. I'll bring my turkey baster up to Crazy Camp.
Crazy you know, Camp Lodge.
And you play your cards right, uh-huh. you get some of the famous, craziest chicks of all time. For instance, right now, Amy Winehouse is married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but her husband's incarcerated.
It doesn't matter. Right.
Her Blakey's incarcerated.
As long as he's the husband, he still has all the rights. Uh-huh. He could put Amy Winehouse in Crazy Camp. Uh-huh. In theory, Buzz,
right.
you could bang Amy Winehouse, uh-huh. and that baby would
That's
then...
lucky me.
That baby would then be given to you and uh-huh. your wife to raise as your own.
A lucky baby.
Because that's how much, that's how much you care about.
Yeah, see, that's
wife.
What I'm concerned about. I'm not sure the gene pool would be all that good. You'd have Sean Young.
But Buzz, think of it. You'd have a beautiful 3-pound baby to raise as your own.
And like the picture, the logo on the place would be just a little pencil sketch of Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder would be
And
there,
listen,
sure.
the patron saint of Crazy Camp Lodge.
A lot of them would not be uh-huh. actually crazy in the head.
Right.
Yes.
Maybe they're just, and you know the women I'm talking about, too smart for their own good.
Right.
The women who, how do I say this? The women who advance, the women who are tops in their field, the women who, frankly, challenge us for domination of this planet.
And they'd all be good looking. They'd be in great shape
That's
because really for the first few months at Crazy Camp Lodge, all they'd be able to eat would be roots and moss.
There would be success stories. Who was Ellen's Celestia? Wow. What's her name?
Anne Heche.
Yeah, she would be a success story for sure. Crazy Camp Lodge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, and let's go back. A really powerful woman. The late.
You put all their pictures up, the famous ones up on the wall.
Yeah.
The late Princess Di. Now, yep. if she had been with us, mm-hmm. you know, Charles would have put her in that camp.
When they were married.
Yes, and yeah. can you imagine if you happen to want to have a child,
right.
and you went to Crazy Camp, and you said, I want your top of the line, and they said, how about Lady Di?
It would have helped so many women. I mean, it would have helped. You'd have Elizabeth Taylor, both the Gabor sisters, all the famous women that have had multiple marriages.
Hey, yeah. Mike, plus at this point you'd have Lindsay Lohan,
right?
Britney Spears, mm-hmm. all of our broken down women who just need to be cleaned out a little bit.
Right, two women that I've known. You'd have a lot of people that would be on the wall up there. It would be fantastic.
Kim Kardashian. And her name is KK, too.
You keep wanting to put Kim Kardashian into this, and I don't want to keep. I don't want her in my spouse camp.
She's single, though, so she doesn't count yet. You don't
right.
put single women
Someday. Not married,
in spouse camp. That's why the only crazy right now, Amy Winehouse, would be a perfect candidate.
For instance,
can't there be an exception? Because she
no.
has a sex tape.
No, because, for instance, Kurt Russell could not put Goldie Hawn in spouse
Couldn't
camp.
Couldn't do it.
Because
nope.
they're not legally married.
Right.
And that's too bad.
Well, that's
As a matter of fact, Don, you and I would be, you know, until we made a decision, we would be, excluded from putting our women in spouse
camp. And frankly, at this point, uh-huh. both Janet and Carla
mm-hmm.
would have a better chance of going to Crazy Camp to be some other guy's concubine.
Maybe they could room together.
Crazy Camp.
And I mean that as a compliment
yes, right.
towards my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she's too smart. I believe she has too much self-pride
mm-hmm.
that she would not have her spirit broken in spouse camp.
Right.
She is hot as balls, so she would go right to the top of the list at Crazy Camp.
Well, just the other night, Carla said to me about Valentine's Day, she said, you know, I think I really feel like making you a really nice dinner on Valentine's Day night. Well, that to me, that's at least a 4-month exemption from spouse camp mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, a spouse saying that would be, you know, you would not
Wouldn't
be on
happen.
The bus. No way.
Wouldn't happen.
But Crazy Camp, you know, with other men.
So Kurt could put Goldie in Crazy Camp? But not spouse camp.
Right.
Right.
You have to have the ring to go to spouse camp.
Right. But he could put her in Crazy Camp.
What about common law marriages?
But now listen.
Well, that's what Kurt Russell and Goldie
Here's the other thing, though. Once you put her in Crazy Camp, she's there. So you got to know that. You can't take her back.
You can put any woman that has dated either Tom Green or Matthew McConaughey. So you'd get Drew Barrymore. She'd be on the bus up there.
So wait a second. The only way to get out is to die?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After
Just
you,
so we're clear.
After you've, you know, given birth to, I don't know, 10, 12, 13 good-looking kids.
Because the older women at Crazy Camp make the clothes.
And if they get too old for that, we have to put them down.
No, you know. Now, listen. Now, see? This is where you turn into super Nazis.
No, no, no.
This
no.
is where is, you have to put
I'm
them
just
down.
I'm just how we've run camps
you
in
have
the
to
past.
Introduce murder into
we
it.
We let them graze. What we do
right.
is... We let them graze.
Natural
and eat.
Causes. Thank you, Don.
Roots and moss.
Please tell Herr Himmler over here that
and
we are not
I'm
going
just
to have
trying to figure
Crazy
it out.
Camp Lodge be shut down because he's too overzealous.
God knows that. How many of us have shirts with buttons missing? Hold your hand up if the answer is yes.
Right. Amen. No, sure. Yes.
You know what? That's what you're old to win a minute, Crazy Camp.
All Crazy right. Camp Lodge.
But I'm just saying accidents happen.
No, now putting down no. is not necessary. Isn't it enough? Is it's not enough for you,
it's
is
not,
it?
Incarceration not enough.
We could see it. We could put a sign up that says, "Welcome to Crazy Camp. 36 straight days, no accidents."
Hey, Rob, I really think, with no offense, that this is going to have to be a business proposition just for Mike and I.
Well, you can have Crazy Camp, but I really want in on Spouse Camp because yeah. I'm married and I'm going
to
need it.
He's too close to it.
You could be an investor in Spouse Camp.
Okay.
You have to be silent partner, though, because really you're
not
just,
a word.
You just want
to. I tell you what, though. If you wanted to put Carrie in, we would use you as, like, our Nutrisystem couple. You would be the couple, the before and after couple.
Right. I could be a spokesmodel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like where we would run a. We would
that,
run,
that I can do.
We would run a hidden camera in
be
your
be fantastic
night,
before and after. It would be great, Rob sitting there and, you know, getting henpecked and things not getting done that he wants to get done. And then he comes back, and all of a sudden it's just him sitting there in his underwear with a green bottle, and she's bringing him an ice cold
and you know
beer.
What? That's Every,
great.
Everywhere you look, things are so shiny. You look at something that just sparkles at you, shiny. It's got that clean.
Well, it's
smell.
Your house. What would the before and after be? What would the after be? Like, what would be the ideal after Carrie got back from spouse?
Everything in its place. Everything alphabetized.
She wears her F me boots.
F me boots, but an apron. Lots of cold beer on both levels.
Both levels of the
at
home.
All times.
Well, yeah. Well, I have a refrigerator in the basement, a refrigerator on the main level. Nothing in the bedroom. You can always bring one up, but you don't want to put a fridge there.
Okay.
And
that's
maybe
it.
The
that's
kids
all you ask.
And maybe
right?
the kids are at grandma's.
And this would also stop. Maybe this would stop so many people getting married and having marriage go bad.
Uh-huh.
We have a huge divorce rate in this country,
yes,
higher are. Than anywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. Maybe if people thought about these ramifications, if you got married and it didn't work out, guess what, ladies? It's not the man's fault.
You make it mandatory. If you're thinking, if the lady is thinking about a divorce, she before she initiates divorce proceedings, she has to do 2 months at spouse camp.
And think of that word even, man.
You can't spell mandatory without man.
Yeah,
right. Am I right?
Mandatory.
It's not girl-datory.
Right. You know, now it's always marriage counseling, you know, where you go in there and really, let's be honest, that's an anti-male institution.
Of course. You know what the new counseling is? You're right. But, Mike, you got to be open-minded enough.
Right.
Not everyone deserves a two-month stay.
I guess I was perhaps letting a little bit of my personal beliefs enter into that, too. All right, let's say month and a half.
It's got to be a minimum 14 days.
All right, 14 days
minimum
at spouse
14
camp.
Working days.
Right.
Oh, business days.
Camp. Business days.
So yes. Weekends don't count?
No.
Okay. Hey, well, or listen, holidays.
Isn't this another important part of spouse camp? What are the two most sacred days of the week? Saturday, Sunday. You
right.
know why? Daddy days.
Right.
Right.
Daddy days.
Right. Absolutely. And it can be, you know, winter, spring, summer, fall, doesn't matter. And then if, you know, spouse camp, she comes back, she's a changed woman, things still aren't working as far as you're concerned, then you can go to the, you know, what did he do wrong, Solar?
You know, don't you, that an angry mob of women is
and
on its way over here with pitchforks and
I got
and
it
torches,
right now.
Right?
Even better. How about this? The follow-up. Spouse Max.
We've talked about this before.
I'm talking about, let's, you know, and here's how the ad would go. Hi, fellas. Cal Worthington for Spouse Max. Have you sent her to spouse camp? Sent her to crazy camp? Still can't break her? I tell you what, I don't care what the problem is. She bit you a lot at you. She fat. She can't cook. She doesn't respect you. I'll take any bitch off your hands this weekend. Because I am insane and my prices are insane. I have never met a woman that I have not taken in trade.
For only $14,000, we invite you to bring her down to Spouse Max.
And every spouse on the lot, no one older than 30.
You drag her in, you tow her in, we don't care what shape she's in. At Spouse Max, we take them. And you leave with change in your pocket.
Amen, brother.
Spouse Max.
Spouse Max, Spouse Camp, and of course the... before mentioned
Crazy Camp.
Crazy Camp.
I'm not
Lodge.
Affiliated with Crazy Camp Lodge.
That's right. You had to put yourself. Well, that's when you started putting them down.
All of these great ideas, and they're all going out over the air right now for, yes. for some ingenious inventor.
Quick,
right.
hit the dump button. We'll save it.
Spouse Max.
Spouse Max.
And imagine that. You walk in, you go, I just got out of a relationship with a woman, and I really do. I care about it. I was looking for someone who looks kind of similar. And the guy goes, okay, fantastic. And like 10 women come out.
Just yeah, and you know what? This will also aid in the world economy
uh-huh.
because
sure.
it'll improve the you know the trade between us and certain Eastern European countries.
When you have this big stock, what you do is you just say, I want this, but in a newer model.
Uh-huh. Would you like to come over to our showroom? We've just gotten some new models in from Prague. Take a look.
Low mileage.
Listen, wow.
I know that California women get a bad rap, but I want to tell you, these women have been deprogrammed. I'm sorry, that's an ugly word. These women have graduated camp, and they are ready for a new start.
Sure. Look at this. Right over here, we have a brand new 2007 model. Passable English, a great body, the ability to cook, and not one inch of attitude.
And been through our 75-point quality inspection.
Certified pre-owned models.
Now, I'm Cal Worthington.
Cal Worthington.
I want to tell you something. This weekend, I can literally put you inside a Beth Ann McBride. Would you want to be inside a Beth Ann McBride? Brother, do you have $20 a week? For $20 a week, I can put you inside Beth Ann McBride.
And now with the new financing laws extending these loans to up to 7 years.
Exactly.
Did you ever think you could get this? Yes, you can.
That's
you can. You can leave today with a brand new Colette Harris.
Now, what's it going to take for me to get you into that woman today?
Oh, yes. Fantasy.
Go ahead. Kick the tires.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You want to take her home for the weekend?
Yes.
You go right ahead. You bring her back on Monday. Tell me what you thought.
3 days. You 3 days, 72 hours.
Right.
I don't need the key to her cage back. I trust you.
Cage. She's in a cage.
What, are you going to let them roam free?
Your go-go dancer cage.
Yeah, you take them all home in like blue pickup trucks.
You go to the showroom, they're all dancing.
I got good news.
Da, 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 da.
I'm looking for 1772. You used to be known as Cindy. Well, that's pretty nice. I want, when you go outside, you're going to meet a man named Mike. Can you say Mike?
Mike.
Good.
Very good.
Good.
Mike is good. I cook and sleep with Mike.
Sucky, sucky. Here at Spouse Max. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Cal Worthington.
You know, they have those tours, right, that I've seen on the TV
sure.
where they go over to Russia. You know, you just bring that over here.
Mm-hmm.
You put it all under, you know, what, 50,000 square feet of warehouse space.
I don't know how we got on this great idea.
Just shut down a Best Buy and reopen it.
Right.
We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.